This is a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Currently, we have the delightful Jackie Taimana sitting opposite me with your guitar in hand, even. Kia ora. Welcome to Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
I'm going to do a little description of what your show is. It's described as the new messiah of God's own, a self-made failure expert. And she's here to take on an orthodox religion, the patriarchy, yes, and colonialization all in one go with a musical comedy gem. Jackie Taimana weaves her clever musical parodies with lethal stand-up comedy together with a comical feminist spin on first-hand failure. Sounds exactly like myself. Welcome to Radio 1. And so you're right here in front of you. I thought we were going to do a Zoom, so I'm delighted to see your beautiful face opposite me. So you took up comedy after 21 years of solo parenting. Yes. Twins. Yes. Not just one person. Mm. Twins. And spent 13 years early childhood teaching. What on earth made you want to do this again? Were you not busy enough?
Well,
or have you just got to the age where you don't give any Fs anymore?
Could be that. I just have to do a little deep dive and come up with the answer. I did my teaching to sort of help support my twins growing up. And then I got diagnosed with fibromyalgia, actually, which is like a pain condition.
Yes.
And when you're dealing with babies and toddlers, you do a lot of lifting and carrying. Mm-hmm. It's quite physical. And I just felt like, I think I might have to release this and kind of pivot and change and not take on the full-time teaching anymore. Also, yes. Having raised the twins by myself, I'd kind of done that work to the max and was, ready to let somebody else do that kind of thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Back to comedy and back to my creativity, which is great, you know.
Nice. It must be very liberating as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. And of course I've got lots of experiences that I could draw on.
Yeah. That's the beauty of being at this position, right? You've got actually like some stuff that you can talk about with some detail when you're much younger. I remember when I first started like exploring my creativity, I had very little to draw on, really.
This is the point of this show. I hope it's relatable content, you know. Coming second, failing. And I mean, people might think, what makes me call myself a failure expert? But I say, being a baby and toddler teacher, I can tell you that it is 100% natural for humans to suck.
Yeah, absolutely.
And some of us end up sucking our whole life.
And some of us are late bloomers.
Yes. Yeah.
Let's just go with that, shall we?
Yeah, exactly.
Your bio describes your music as multiracial New Zealand combination of Alanis Morissette, The Breeders, and PJ Harvey, Speaks to My Soul. What about them spoke to you in particular?
I love Alanis Morissette's irreverence, her rawness and authenticity, mm-hmm. And same with PJ Harvey, and who was the other person I mentioned?
The Breeders.
Yeah, The Breeders. I absolutely love The Breeders. I was such a big fan. Their style, their offbeatness sort of,
Nice. So you have also got, if you weren't busy enough, two bilingual English Te Reo Māori albums, Waiata Tamariki 1 and 2. What prompted you to make them?
Working in the early childhood centres and noticing that we didn't have a lot of good music that we could play the children that was New Zealand relevant, mm-hmm. that was contextual, because, when you look up children's music, say on YouTube, you'll get a lot of Wheels on the Bus done by American people, and some of the content is just so not relatable to our children.
And
we want to obviously keep the language alive and keep promoting that. So for me, I did it really as a learner, because even though I am part Māori, I was adopted out when I was a baby and was brought up like by an English dad and an Australian mum, and just really had minimal input. But when I went into teaching, that became part of who I am, and it grew that part of me. So I thought, why don't I write some good, simple little songs that have got English and Māori so that people know what they're saying? Because we could all sing a Māori song and make the sounds, but do we know what we're actually saying? So I kind of tried to design them so that, they'd be like teaching songs. And if anybody ever questions me about how can, is that really teaching, I say yes, because how did you learn the alphabet? Most people will say by that song.
So much.
And we often refer to it too when we're trying to think, you know, what's the 21st letter of the alphabet? We'd have to sing it to probably figure it out, right? So I think teaching through songs is actually a really effective way.
I always go to Moana in the Moa Hunters. That particular track, like when I'm trying to remember vowel sounds. So, they stick. They really, really stick.
Great reference.
It's interesting. Like, so how's your journey been with te reo? I've got a lot of friends that have had the same journey as you, like in terms of not necessarily having a connection to the whakapapa, but then sort of coming to it later. What's your journey been like?
Amazing, and like I'm so lucky that the people that I've been taught by, you know, through my studies. But having said that, I've kind of come to a part where I'm not like actively learning it at the moment, just sort of doing what I'm doing. But I met someone down in Invercargill last night who's kind of given me a few ideas and shown me an app. So I'm going to sort of get this app called Drops, and it's something that like you go on there 5 minutes a day and you're sort of you know, putting yourself through a few exercises. And I think that's what I need to do, just have something that keeps it alive for me, because obviously language is a thing that has to be used to be cemented in.
Absolutely.
So that's
I like the idea that Drops is a good way of describing it, because sometimes it doesn't stick until you've just got these little tiny sort of tangible drops of information that you can then
absorb and use.
Hopefully.
And it's handy. Hopefully I'm doing something to contribute, but I'm doing it as a learner. Like I don't position myself as an expert in any way. You know, like when I was working in the bilingual early childhood centre in Bluff, I would have been, you know, the least competent Māori speaker there. But, you know, that didn't seem to matter. They were very supportive, and you learn as you go.
And it also makes it less intimidating for other people that are still on the same journey as you. You know, if you don't feel like, if you're surrounded by experts all the time, that can be really intimidating.
True.
So it's always nice to be around other failures.
That's right.
Going back to the theme of your show.
Thank you. Nice. Nicely done. I like what you did there. Yes, very good. Exactly.
And how important do you think it is to have satire at the moment? Like,
oh, yes, so important, isn't it? Yes, and I mean, as you can tell by the description of my show, I've kind of picked out a few good targets there. Quite massive targets.
Quite massive, but also very, very, very important ones and close to our hearts in student radio.
Oh, good. This is where we gel, don't we? It's very important. To have a voice and, I mean, I'm multiracial too, so like, you know, I can talk about those topics, I think, in a fairly safe way for people, that I'm not being preachy, I hope. You know, like I say, I'd be putting myself down if I was to pick one part of my racial identity and over another, you know, I'm better than me. I mean, that just...
I like the sound of that, actually. Yeah. I'm better than me.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Do you want to play one of your songs?
I do. Cool. I want to play the one that I forgot to play last night. I started to play it, but I couldn't remember the start of it. And when you can't remember the start of a song, you really kind of can't really start in the middle of it. So just to sort of like finish up what I didn't do last night, I'm going to do this one, which is originally The Carpenters, but I've changed. I'm on the top of the world, but I'm not.
All right, take it away.
All right. Such a feeling's coming over me. There's no wonder I'm so drunk that I can't see. Not a pig on the road, got a big illegal load, and I won't be surprised if I break down. I'm on the bones of my ass looking up at policemen, and the only explanation I can find is the drugs that I've found ever since you've been around. Your love's put me into psychiatric care. Someone at the pad has learned my name, and he's telling people you drove me insane. Now there's a bounty on your head while I'm padlocked to this bed.
taking intravenous drugs to calm my brain. I'm on the brink of a breakdown, looking more and more anemic, and the only diagnosis I can get is the lifestyle I choose. Smoking, stress, kids, men and booze. Your love pushes me right over the edge. Do 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 do.
That was beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Very much enjoyed
True
that.
Story.
The best ones are. Just quietly.
Too late.
Oh, well.
They didn't get me then, and I'm gone now.
I honestly think that brutal honesty is the best pathway to art and to comedy.
It takes the courage to be there, say. Yeah, you're kind of safe, really, and especially in a comedy context.
Yeah,
I probably wouldn't be saying, you know, the coming second coming. You know, like actually, one venue did email me about my show, the second coming, and I said, oh, I think you mean the coming second. And like, if I was Jesus, I probably wouldn't have to pay your fee.
That's what I love about the title. It's got quite a few different connotations to
it. Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Yeah. Yes, there's that other one too,
there's
about
one
being
well.
A woman who doesn't get to come first.
What are you talking often. About? Yeah. That's never been anyone's experience ever in the history of the world.
Yeah. Unrelatable, eh?
Do you want to do your other track?
Yeah, let me. All right, now this one's a good one for students because it's kind of about when you get a B grade and you really thought you were going to get an A, or you really wanted or needed an A, but you got a B. Okay, so the Beatles originally. When the B grade B team B list people need a plan B to break on through, there will be a letter B. For though they're not in the A team, they'll be expected to take it graciously that they nearly slayed but didn't. Let it be. 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 Not my favorite letter. Let it be.
If you want to have a really nice time listening to gorgeous music, but really fun lyrics attached. I was giggling all the way through that. I had to turn my microphone off. Thank you so much for coming in, Jackie.
You're welcome.
People can see the coming second.
Yes, yep.
As opposed to the second coming. The coming second in Otipoti tonight. The tickets are at Event Finder. And we're about to see you.
The new Athenaeum, is it how you say it?
Yes, let's go with that.
Athenaeum. It's got the AE joined together.
Like Greek styles.
Yes, which is kind of cool.
Fancy.
it is a bit, yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for listening to Radio 1 91 FM podcast. All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.